Watch, Mexican police, kidnappers clash in deadly shootout. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 23, 2022. Mexican police clashed with gunmen in a deadly shootout where 12 criminals and officers died responding to a kidnapping call. Authorities managed to rescue two handcuffed victims. The shootout took place Wednesday evening in El Salto, Jalisco, where local and state police were responding to a kidnapping complaint. Four policías murieron, uno más resultó herido de la comisaría de El Salto, así como four secuestradores fueron abatidos, four más detenidos. Dos personas rescatadas es El Salto de un enfrentamiento en hashtag El Salto hashtag Jalisco en un domicilio de la colonia San Lorenzo. Hashtag Mexico Rojo hashtag Narco Estado pic.twitter.com/L7RAICTR. Mexico Código Rojo, at Mexico Rojo 1, June 23, 2022. A leaked video shared online captured part of the hour-long shootout where gunmen can be seen firing from a rooftop at police. According to Jalisco Attorney General Luis Joaquin Mendez Ruiz, authorities received a call about gunmen dragging two handcuffed victims into a house. When authorities went to the scene, gunmen tried to drag two of the officers inside the house and then the shootout began, Mendez Ruiz said. When backup arrived, the gunmen managed to kill four officers, authorities revealed. State police helped the municipal forces until federal counterparts appeared to kill or arrest all remaining gunmen. On Thursday, Jalisco Governor Enrique Alfaro revealed that eight gunmen died and three others were injured. Authorities managed to rescue the two victims. On social media, Alfaro claimed his state would not grant a truce to those who had taken away the state's peace and tranquility. En un momento como el que vive México, en Jalisco tenemos claro que no puede haber tregua contra quienes nos han quitado la paz y la tranquilidad. Seguimos trabajando. Enrique Alfaro, at Enrique Alfaro, June 23, 2022. The statement appears to be a direct contradiction to the stance taken by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has called for a softer approach against cartels. López Obrador has called for his federal forces to do all they can to protect criminals because they are still fellow citizens. The politician has drawn harsh criticism for his approach to criminal organizations and cartels. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.